When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Friday morning, and hour number three, rather, sorry. Jeez, man, I'm just having trouble keeping track. This is what happens when you take a few days off. It just throws you all off. So we are talking this morning about, well, yard sales, flea markets, thrift stores, bazaars, everything's on the table because Barry has an article up at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app where he mentions that New Bedford ranks among the worst in the nation when it comes to yard sales, according to this study put out by LawnLove.com. What do they know about yard sales? So they have some very weird criteria of how they chose this. And I don't think the size of your yard or whether or not you have a garage matters for the quality of the yard sale that you put on. But apparently they think that it does. And we can get some more. We're going to get some more into that. But before that, I do want to make everybody aware that Barry has another article up at WBSM.com and on the app. And by the way, Barry will not be in today. He had something come up. So Brian's going to fill in for him today, but he'll be back with us next week. But Barry has an article up also about a new place to check out in New Bedford. Royal Tea has opened up in the former Chuck's China Inn and Crave restaurant and bar. You know, it was most recently Crave, but before that, it was Chuck's China Inn for many, many years. That is now the home of Royal Tea, which advertises coffee, tea, and bites. They opened up on July 28th, and it was started by Ashley and Barbara, a couple of friends who decided to open this place up, and you can go down there and check it out. Royal Tea. So I'll have to try and get over there at some point. Sounds like a good place to do a show from. Reach out to us. You know, Ashley talked to Barry for this story. You want to have Barry come and do a show there? We can set that up too. So, you can read more about that at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Got an app chat question from SR in New Bedford who wants to know, did anyone go to Ollie's this week and what did they think of it? I've seen a couple of different things that were posted on social media from people who went there. Some people who said, you know, it's just like a job lot. Other people have said, I don't know why they call it Ollie's at Building 19. It's nothing like Building 19. And other people have said, it's a lot like Building 19. So the reactions have kind of run the gamut of what you would expect. I haven't been over there myself yet. I was thinking I might go over today. Because sometimes on a Friday, I'll go over to Savers and walk around. So I figured if I was going to go over there, I might hit Ollie's as well. But reaction from all these fans has been, you know, overwhelmingly positive. People who already knew about the store, people who were excited to have one come to New Bedford were saying, yeah, this is what we hoped for. So if you are already an Ollie's person, then you got what you wanted. But if you're new to it, you know, you go and check it out. See what you think. Like I said, my parents have been telling me about the one in Plymouth for years, and I just never went. But I know that they were fans of it. We used to go to Building 19 a lot when I was a kid. Not so much the New Bedford one. We went to that one a few times. Actually, once we lived in Wareham, we probably went to it a little bit more frequently. But growing up in Plymouth and in Sandwich on the Cape, we usually went to the Hingham store. But we would go all around. I mean, we used to go to places that don't even exist anymore. We went to a place called the Bargainer. Went to many places called the Bargain Outlet, but they were all different. Like, they weren't a chain. There was all different bargain outlets. I mean, we were a lower middle class family that was, you know, five kids, lived paycheck to paycheck. So, yeah, you go and you shop at discount stores. But my dad also, because of the business he was in, he was in the auto parts sales business back then. Before, you know, the AutoZones and all those places took over, there was a little independent auto parts stores, and he worked for a company that supplied them with all the stuff they needed. And that included some of these discount stores. So we learned all about those stores growing up because they were his clients. Grossman's, Ashmont. So we kind of always went to places like that. And I learned at a young age to appreciate flea markets, yard sales, because my grandmother was a yard saler, went out every Saturday. I'd come over her house on a Sunday because we used to visit every Sunday, and she'd say, I've got something for you, and she'd pull out a big brown paper bag full of paperback books. There might be like 20 Stephen King books in there, and she'd say, I don't know if you have some of these already, but it was $5 for the whole bag, so I bought the whole bag. And then if I had some of them already, what I would do is I would bring them down to like Annie's Book Stop. They had an Annie's Book Stop in Randolph, and just trade them. Because Annie would take, or whoever was in charge of Annie's, I don't know if that was necessarily Annie, because there's a lot of Annie's Book Stops, but they would take the Stephen King books and put them on the shelf because they knew people would come in and buy them. And then I would get credit and I would use those to buy other books. I mean, it was great. I would have 4 or 5 different books to read every week. And I would read 4 or 5 different books every week. I was a voracious reader back in those days. Now my eyes don't handle it so well. But all because of yard sales, flea markets, bargain stores, thrift stores. It's in my DNA. And I've always said, you know, that's what I'd like to do. I'd like to start a store like that. And someday I probably will. But for now, you know, I'm a working stiff. 508-996-0500 if you want to call in and get involved in the conversation. We got an app chat message from T-Biz. We're talking about the feast earlier and talking about the conversation that Feast President Tony Abreu had with Chris yesterday during the broadcast from the Museum of Madeiran Heritage, where he talked about the focus on bringing more of the Portuguese culture and especially the Madeiran culture back into the feast. And T-Biz, who is part of Band Faith, who will be performing on Sunday, they're actually headlining Sunday night. T-Biz says, I think having more Portuguese traditions like the folklore dancers and the fado and more Portuguese music, such as Band Faith, and is it Nelia headlining, have greatly helped to bring back that feeling of a Portuguese feast. So I think a lot of people are echoing that same sentiment, T-Biz, that people are happy to see some of the traditional be reincorporated into it, And it's being done in a way where you're not alienating people who aren't from the culture. Because that's what you, that's the risk that you run with a cultural festival, is that people will start to feel like it's not accessible to them. Well, this is a Portuguese feast. It's not for outsiders. And for a long, long time, the Feast of the Blessed Sacrament has been well known as an event for everybody. And that you can come down, even if you're not interested in the religious aspect of it, if you're not interested in the cultural aspect of it, well, there's still great food, there's still great music, there's still the carnival, there's still everything that you can do to take part in it, if even if you're not Portuguese or even if you're not Madeiran. And I think bringing some of that back in, because now people know about the feast and they've seen this kind of on the periphery over the years that they've gone there, they've become a little bit more knowledgeable about it, and they probably have a deeper interest in learning more. So I love it. I think it's a great idea. And I think that you know, a lot of the smaller festivals, there's a lot of the smaller religious feasts and festivals that go on, you know, they like to keep it strictly to that. But the Feast of the Blessed Sacrament has become so much more than that, that, you know, they kind of had to have something for everybody, but now focusing on this allows them to build on that identity when they've already got the audience. And Sketty says, well, we are a city, of course. Our number is low for yard sales, but over down by the Tucker Street and down by the Dartmouth University, there's some great yard sales. And the old farm kitchen things Mary might love. She wants to know what street, the woman that called in about the Dartmouth thrift shop, she wanted to know where that was again. So if that woman is listening, if she wants to call back and give us the information, or if she wants to send an app chat message or an email, tim@wbsm.com, I'll provide that. But I'll you know, go back and listen to the tape and find out, and we'll go down there and maybe we'll feature that. I think a nice article on some of the different thrift stores that are out there, especially the church thrift stores, let me know about them. Send me the info. tim@wbsm.com or via app chat or message me on Facebook or whatever it is, so that I can get a nice list going, and we'll feature them all. Because people are looking to save money these days. But they also know that when they go to these places, they're supporting a great cause as well. So it's not just going there and helping yourself out by saving money. Like, I started getting into buying all of these clothes at consignment shops and secondhand stores because I didn't want to invest a lot of money in a new wardrobe, knowing that my size was going to change, or hoping that my size was going to change as I was on this weight loss journey. And now I'm like, why would I go buy brand new clothes when I can wear brands that I can't afford for short money? There was a day where I wore Ralph Lauren polo every day. Polo shorts, polo shirt, different styles every day. And that whole week's wardrobe probably cost me $40. You know how much a polo shirt costs off the rack? $50 or more. So I got a week's worth of outfits for less than it would have cost me for one shirt. Now, some people have an aversion to wearing clothes that somebody else might have worn. But you know what I find when I go to these secondhand stores? So many times I get stuff that still has the sticker on it, still has the tag on it. So I'm happy with that. And when I guess I will eventually settle on a size, you know, then we'll see. But I kind of like the fact that not only am I saving money, but a lot of the times I'm giving something back. Every time I go to Gifts to Give and I spend, you know, $15-$20 on some clothes, I'm also well aware of exactly where that $15-$20 is going each time. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Morning, Tim.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. What's on your mind?
We have stuff to sell on the yard sale, and we're not doing too good because we haven't advertised in the newspaper. We've been trying to do it with signs, and the people that live above the street keep removing the sign.
Oh.
So we advertise it on, what do you call it, YouTube or something? I don't know. Anyway, my wife does that. It's a house that she inherited from my father, and it's a nice ranch house, and it's 52 years old, and we've got a lot of clothes, a flat screen TV, an old bike, it's ancient, and a lot of other things, a lot of clothes, a lot of crystal.
And so... I didn't even know they've still had classified ads in the newspaper, to be honest with you. So I'm sure that's not where people are looking. I think a lot of people want to know about this through Facebook. That's where that's where most people are looking for yard sales now.
I think you're right. That's what I wanted to hear, because I didn't know what the hell to call it, because I'm ancient.
So is that where your wife's posting it? Is on Facebook?
No.
Okay.
I don't know what she put it on. She's in the bathroom right now. Anyway, I'm glad you said that, because that's what we'll do. And it's in South Dartmouth. Good area.
Well, you know what? Give the address out so that people can come by.
21 Pike Street. It's off Dartmouth Street in South Dartmouth.
And you're running at specific hours, or is it, you know, is the stuff out there now?
Well, we were running it from, say, 10 to 1, and we got no one. But we didn't advertise it on, what did you call it?
Facebook.
Facebook, okay. We'll try that, see what happens.
Well, so tell me about this bike. What kind of bike is it?
I think it's a Schwinn.
And if you had to guess what year it was from, what would you say?
I'd say probably 50s or 60s.
Oh, you got my interest. What are you asking for it?
I don't know, $50.
I might have to come by and take a look.
All right. Just call us first. You want our number?
You probably don't want to give it out on the air.
Okay. We live in the far north end of New Bedford, and this is in South Dartmouth, so it's a little bit of a trip. You know, it's like 7 or 8 miles.
No, I totally get you. So I think Chris has your number, right?
What's that?
Does Chris have your number, McCarthy?
I think he does. Yeah.
Okay, I'll get it from him, Bob.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, because if we can help you, you know, we're happy to do so.
Okay.
Good luck with it.
And that is again, what do you call it?
Facebook.
Facebook. Okay. I'm not fond of all this stuff.
No, I feel you. Some people don't want to have anything to do with it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. You have a good weekend.
You too.
And 508-996-0500. I am going to take a break here. We'll be back in just a few moments. On the cover of a magazine, there's no question why I'm smiling. And welcome back in. Of course, we are talking about... yard sales and different things, but we've also been talking about the Feast of the Blessed Sacrament, and a reminder that today is the big Fun 107 broadcast. Yesterday was WBSM's broadcast with Chris McCarthy. He'll be back in studio today coming up at 9 a.m., but this afternoon will be Fun 107's turn to broadcast live from the Feast, and Colonial South Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram on State Road in Dartmouth is a proud sponsor of Fun 107's live broadcast from the Feast of the Blessed Sacrament. They are committed to their customers and the community. Colonial South Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram wishes a fun-filled feast event this weekend with all 4 days and 4 stages of live music every night. And make sure you plan on bringing the children down on Saturday for Family Fun Day and, of course, the parade on Sunday. While you're there, you can cook your own carnish bit. You can try some freshly made malasadas, plus linguica, so much more. Colonial South Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is happy to be a part of Fun 107's broadcast and all the festivities at the 108th Feast of the Blessed Sacrament. They have hundreds of new and used inventory in stock, by the way. They offer fast trade-in value, no-hassle financing, and competitive specials. So stop in soon at Colonial South Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram at 42 State Road in Dartmouth. Speaking of Dartmouth, DSY, who is also a bargain hunter in his own right, he knows how to go out there and find all the good deals. He says that the Dartmouth thrift store that they were talking about is the Senior Center at Rogers and Dartmouth Street. It's located 628 Dartmouth Street. So there you go. That'll There you go, Skeddy. That's where you want to head to. All right, we are going to be going into the newsroom here. When we come back on the other side, we can take more of your calls. 508-996-0500. App chat messages as well. We have some more coming in here. And we are happy to continue on this discussion. I love talking about good deals and helping people find some value on stuff. But right now, it is time to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
American prisoners have been freed from Russian prison. A storm named Debbie could have the makings of a hurricane and a national honor for Johnny Cash.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
A plane with freed American prisoners from Russia has touched down on U.S. soil. President Biden, along with Vice President Harris, greeted them as they arrived after a historic multinational prison exchange.
This is about the essence of who we are as a country. It really is about personal relationships. It's about family. It's about being able to have access to your own, the people you love and you adore.
The plane arrived at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland late Thursday night. Paul Whelan, who has family in Massachusetts, among the 16 people released from Russian detention. Tension after the negotiated prisoner swap. Biden calling the swap a feat of diplomacy. Harris says the U.S. will never stop fighting to release American prisoners around the globe. She said there are still other Americans being unjustly held. Harris said the Americans freed on Thursday were convicted during sham trials in Russia. President Biden is reportedly considering U.S. defenses for Israel in case of an attack by Iran. CNN says Biden spoke on the phone Thursday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and said the U.S. would support Israel's defense against threats with new, quote, defensive military deployments. Iran says it will attack Israel in response to the recent assassination of a Hamas leader in Tehran. As scorching heat blankets much of the U.S., the National Hurricane Center is keeping an eye on a storm system in the Atlantic that could develop into Tropical Storm Debbie. Forecasters say the system is producing thunderstorms over Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands and could threaten the U.S. mainland as early as this weekend. AccuWeather says the storm is headed for the eastern Gulf Coast and is warning coastal residents from Florida to Louisiana to be ready. Researchers in Japan say they may have found a link between symptoms of autism spectrum disorder and umbilical cord blood. Tammy Trujillo with the details.
According to a news release from the University of Fukui, the levels of a certain fatty acid in the umbilical cord blood during pregnancy appear to have an impact on developing ASD. This finding could pave the way to better understand how autism develops in children or in developing tests that predict the likelihood that a child will have it. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
I keep my eyes wide open all the time.
And Johnny Cash will be honored with a statue inside the U.S. Capitol next month. A statue of the country music legend will be added to the National Statuary Hall collection on September 24th. The 8-foot-tall statue of Cash will replace the current statue of James P. Clark, a former Arkansas governor and U.S. senator.
WBSM Sports.
Well, the U.S. woman once again lapped the competition in the Paris Olympics pool Thursday. Kate Douglas took home her first career individual Olympic gold medal after finishing atop the podium in the 200-meter breaststroke. She says the feeling is surreal. Meanwhile, Kitty Ledecky became the most decorated female swimmer in Olympic history after capturing her 13th medal in the 4x200-meter freestyle relay. The state secured silver in the event. Elsewhere, Regan Smith swiped silver in the 200-meter butterfly. Several more swimming medals up for grabs today. And the Red Sox are set to begin a 6-game road trip. Boston visiting the Texas Rangers tonight. Game starts at 8:05.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Happy Friday, everybody. Another hot and humid day out there. Brace yourselves, stay hydrated. And if you don't need to head outdoors, preferably remain in an air-conditioned environment. Mostly clear skies this morning, mid-70s, quite humid as well as this afternoon. Temperatures in the mid-80s with partial sunshine. Conditions deteriorate overnight into the weekend. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci Del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
And it's going to be a hot weekend. Nobody wants to be inside cooking this weekend, right? You want to be grilling stuff up outdoors, and you want to be grilling up some delicious meats from the butcher shop. And we've got Eric on the line right now. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, Tim? How you doing?
You're doing all the cooking today, right? So that people don't have to. They don't have to turn on the stove.
I'm cooking, doing the cutting. I'm doing everything, buddy. Whatever you want me to do, I'll do for you.
That's the kind of service you guys offer over there.
Pretty much, yeah.
So what have you got going on this weekend?
Well, today, dude, we got tomahawk steaks. Good price. I got nice lobster. Lobster's on special, $10.99 today. That's a good price.
Wow,
nice,
yeah.
Full lobsters, dude. They're good ones. I got nice... You know what, I got everybody, it's summer now, right? So everybody wants some good stuff to grill. I got celebrity pork chops, just came in, nice fresh batch, man, nice stuff. Chicken wings, chicken thighs, I got chicken breast, I got chicken everything. Anything you want, I got, brother.
Well, and I think that this is a weekend, too, that a lot of people are thinking that they want to come down and get some of your casserole, some of your, you know, the stuff that you make, too, because, you know, they want to get ready for the feast. They're going to have a little lunch before they go over there, whatever it may be. You've got all kinds of stuff there.
Well, honestly, people that are trying to avoid the feast come here. See, the feast is in spirit. You get what I'm saying?
I get it.
They still want to do the weekend. It's just some people want to, you know, they don't want to deal with the crowds. So they come here, they buy all the cutting spit, hot dogs, hamburgers, whatever they want. They make it feel like the feast. I sell Madeira wine, they buy that. You know what I'm saying? Whatever they want to do, they can get it here.
Totally, absolutely. And anybody that's coming into town for the first time to experience all that stuff, you stop at the butcher shop, you bring it all home with you. You can come and you can get it there year-round. You can have those flavors anytime.
Absolutely, brother. You got that right.
So how about you? What are you cooking up this weekend?
Dude, honestly, I'm going to have cottage spit this weekend.
Sounds like a good plan to me.
Nice and hot today. I got ice, too. I sell ice.
you find a way to not only give people the nice hot foods they need, but you can cool them down as well.
I give them whatever they want.
Everything at the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Thank you, sir. We'll let you get back to work. You have a great weekend.
All right, brother. I'll talk to you.
All right. And again, the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street, everything that you need, beer, wine, the Madeira wine, meats, pre-made foods, cheeses, even soccer balls. So everything you need right there at the butcher shop, a real old school neighborhood market, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. 508-996-0500 is my number if you want to call in and get involved in the conversation we've been having this morning. We also got, you know, we're talking about places where you can go and get deals and find good. We have a lot of antique stores in the city. But the antique stores that are in New Bedford aren't like antique stores that you find in other places. When you go to some of these other places and you see antique store, it's all high-end stuff. It's like you don't want to walk in there with the kids because you're afraid somebody's going to break something and you owe $1,000. In New Bedford, the antique stores that we have are not like that. Sure, they have some of the items you may find in some of those stores and some of those really pricey high-end things that you might be looking for. But for the most part, the antique stores in the city are places that are like really kind of along the lines of flea markets. And we got an app chat message from Jackie in New Bedford who says, there's a great antique mall behind Kyler's Seafood with over 100 vendors at 50 Kilburn Street. I've been in that one. I love that one. We'll just go into these places and just get lost for a few hours. You know, just kind of wander around, see what they have. It changes from week to week. Because these vendors are always bringing in new things that they found. But that one there, the one at Kilburn Mill, trying to think of what other ones I go to regularly. There's now an indoor flea market in Kilburn Mill, which has a lot of great items. So there's so many places to go and find stuff if you are a bargain hunter or just like to look for cool things. And sometimes, yeah, you're looking for that one particular item, but sometimes you just wander around, you find something, and you say, I didn't even know that I was looking for this. And when you go to these places and you realize, well, wait a minute, these are actually, you know, this isn't the store going out and finding all this. These are individual vendors who are going out there and finding all these things. And you realize you're supporting a really, really, really small and local business. So as much as you're already supporting the local business of the store itself by going there and shopping, you're also supporting all these vendors who a lot of them are, you know, busy working regular full-time jobs, which is why they can't be selling their wares all the time themselves, and they bring them to these kind of places, these co-ops, because they're working full-time. And then on the weekends, they're going out and looking for stuff and doing clean-outs or hitting up estate sales or what it might be, whatever it might be. So you're actually supporting a small business on multiple fronts. And so you can feel good about it. So even if you're somebody who goes and you buy something and then you turn around and you resell it, you put it on eBay or what have you, that's fine too, because you still supported a small local business. And I can tell you, when I'm looking for something, very rarely do I go to a store and say, I need this. I usually go to one of those places and try to find something old and repurposed. So, like, for example, when I was looking for a coffee bar for my coffee machines, I could have easily just gone on Amazon and ordered something that would have been perfect, that would have had space for everything and drawers and shelves and everything, and it would have looked really good, I'm sure. But instead, I went to the antique store, and I said, let me find something. I know I'm not going to walk in there and find a coffee bar, but I'm going to find something I can use as a coffee bar. And I found an old vanity table that worked out perfectly. And so now I've got a nice piece in my house that's probably 120 years old. I had a bottle of nice bourbon that the cork broke off for the top on it. And I said, well, I'm going to go and get a decanter to put this in anyway. And I could have just gone to, I don't know, Marshall's or something and gotten a nice decanter. Probably paid 15, 20 bucks for it. Could have ordered one online. I looked at some on Amazon. I could have ordered one online. But I said, yeah, I think I want something a little bit older. And I went to the antique store and ended up getting one from the 1867 for 20 bucks. Come on. Come on. So now when somebody comes over, I go to pour them a drink. I got to give them a history lesson at the same time. That's what I love about going out and doing the, and it's keeping, now everybody's warning me, yeah, but don't forget they used leaded glass back then. So don't let it sit in there too long and then drink it. I'll take that chance. But that's the beauty of this, is you get the chance to keep history alive at the same time. So, and it's a lot better than, you know, you hear these commercials for furniture places, right? Where they say, oh, we have good furniture. We don't have fall particle board. And that's why I like to go and get antique stuff, because it is good quality and it does last. It's been around for 150 years for a reason. Or you can go and spend the same thing to buy something off Amazon or at IKEA or something that, you know, looks nice, but how long is it really going to last? The stuff at IKEA looks great, but do you think people will still be using it 150 years from now? If I had it my way, I would go in. There's so many pieces I would buy, and you'd be walking into my house, it would look like a museum. But I also know that's kind of a waste because I don't let anybody in the house. Put it somewhere where people go and visit and they can enjoy it. 508-996-0500. Good, take a break here. We'll be right back. But it makes no difference because the night you want it all, but you can't have it. And welcome back in. 508-996-0500. Skeddy sent in an app chat message saying, she went to the butcher shop the other day and she could not believe the prices. She said that the wine, the sangria, was all very well priced. And yes, the butcher shop has great prices because, you know, it's not like going to the supermarket. You're actually going there and buying it from the family that runs it. And they know you and they see you every day. And they know that if they have good prices, you'll keep coming back every single day or every single time you need to do your shopping. And then Not Bad in Oak Bluff says, Tim, the next time you have Eric on, can you get him to explain the difference between celebrity pork chops and a regular pork chop? He talked about it before, and basically celebrity pork chops are just pork chops that are that much better. So they're bigger, they're meatier, they're thicker, and it's more like a pork steak than it is, a pork chop. So many times when you buy pork chops at the store, they're kind of, for lack of a better term, and they're chewy. You know, you gotta really cut it with a knife, and when you bite into it, you know, it's like, yeah. Celebrity pork chops are nice and tender, and I think that's probably the best way to describe it. It's more like a pork steak. You can actually cook it different degrees of doneness, and some people do that. Some people like, you know, a medium pork chop. Some people like a well-done pork chop, and you can do that with these celebrity pork chops. They're really delicious, and, let's see. I think we're caught up on all of the app chat messages. So, yeah, looks like that's everything. I had told you earlier that I have an article up at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app about a song that you might not know about that was once one of the most popular songs in America. It actually reached, give me a second here. Let me look at on the story. It reached number 6 on the U.S. Billboard charts. And it has a connection to Fall River. So before I talk about the song, I'm just gonna play a little bit of it for you. Because it's one of those things where you got to hear it to believe it, because it's going to get in your head and then you're going to be singing it all day long. So here you go.
Talk about it morning and morning, take a trip to Boston. It's fine sailing up the bay, boys. Hooray, boys, I was on the upper deck when I met mine. I said to in your sailor suit, you look certainly cute on the old Fall River line. On the old Fall River line, I fell for Susie's line of talk, and Susie fell for mine. Then we fell in with the parson, and he tied us tight as twine. But I wish, oh Lord, I fell overboard on the old Fall River line.
You gotta love that. The old ragtime songs that always had like that little twist to them. You know, here he is talking about how he was on the old Fall River line, which was a steamship, and he fell for Susie's line of talk. He fell in love with Susie, and Susie fell in love with him. Then they fell in with a parson who married them, tight as twine. But I wish, oh Lord, I fell overboard on the old Fall River line. I wish I had fallen overboard rather than fallen in love. And I love those. It makes me think of the old Benny Bell song, Shaving Cream. You know, where you're getting the whole story and then you get thrown that twist. You think he's going to swear and he says shaving cream instead. Oh, you've never heard that? Okay, maybe we'll play that after the next commercial. But these kind of songs were very popular back in the ragtime era. And the old Fall River line was the steamship line originally that went from Fall River to Providence. And then when the railroad came in, they expanded that by adding railroad stops. So you could get from Boston to Providence by taking the train down, getting onto Fall River, taking the steamship from there. But then they expanded the train down into Providence. And now, you know, people weren't really using the Fall River steamship line anymore, the old Fall River line. So what they did is they started offering steamship service from Fall River to New York, to New York City. And then with that, people were able to get from Boston to New York a lot easier and more luxuriously than the train, because they started investing in these steamships that were much, much fancier, with barbershops on board and dance halls and all kinds of stuff. And they, you know, these were floating palaces, they called them. And the Astors, the Vanderbilts, and the Rockefellers, they all took the old Fall River line. And it became, you know, a very popular thing. And even you and I, you know, the regular folk, we could take that line. It was affordable enough that we could take it and we could experience some of that luxury. So it was pretty popular for a while. Then as the time went on, you know, the train became more prominent, and then automobiles started to take over. It fell off. And for a while, the last remaining steamship of it, the City of Taunton was the name of the steamship. It was sitting over at Brayton Point, and it kind of just rotted away. And I guess some of the skeletal remains of it are still over there to this day. You can go over there and see it for yourself. But that song was written about the old Fall River line, and it was sung by Billy Murray. Not Bill Murray. He went to Fall River about 100 years later to try some Patty's pierogies. But he was a very popular singer at the time, and so that song reached number 6 on the Billboard charts. But in those days, people didn't always have recordings of songs. They would buy the sheet music, and then they would all sing them at home as well. So that song was huge and was everywhere for a long time. The old Fall River line. And if you want to hear it again, or if you want to read more about it, you can check out the article at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. This is the kind of thing that we bring you. Not only can we bring you all the breaking news of today, we can also give you things that happened, you know, over 100 years ago in 1913. All right, I'm going to take a break. Before I do that, though, we had talked yesterday, and I had some people that wanted to know some more information. The We Care Community Health Fair is coming up tomorrow. I'm sorry, not tomorrow. Next Saturday, August 10th. See, I don't even know what date it is. Saturday, August 10th. The We Care Community Health Fair is happening Saturday, August 10th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the New Bedford Community Health Center located at 399 Acushnet Avenue in downtown New Bedford. Thanks to their sponsors, Walgreens, Monahan Printing Company in Fairhaven, and Costa Custom Metal Fabrication, they're able to put on this free, fun, family-friendly day that's going to have health screenings, health and wellness information, health insurance enrollment information, community resource tables, healthy snacks, an ice cream truck, a DJ, activities and giveaways, including a chance to win a $500 Visa gift card and free backpacks filled with back-to-school supplies. You want to make sure you get there early. Get there right around 10 a.m. so that you can get a backpack. But all of this stuff is happening at the We Care Community Health Fair, Saturday, August 10th, from 10 to 2 at the New Bedford Community Health Center on Acushnet Avenue downtown. And you can learn more by visiting gnbchc.org, Greater New Bedford Community Health Center, gnbchc.org. All right, we'll be back in just a few moments.
A little angel came pumping on the floor. She said, come, baby.
And welcome back in. Just the final moment here before we're going to give way to Chris McCarthy in South Coast Now. He's back from the Museum of Madeira and Heritage. He did not bring any Carne Spit. He did not bring any Madeira wine. He did not bring any of those new drinks, but that's okay. We still love him anyway. Hey, at Primacare, they're out to make your healthcare all about you. They are your partner in your healthcare, offering the full spectrum from primary care to specialty care. It's care that's as sophisticated as you need and as personalized as you deserve without going anywhere else. They're keeping you healthy. That's their continuing mission, but they're also by your side for chronic conditions and those unexpected illnesses. You can always trust them to provide excellent local care from their staff of 160 medical professionals. They've been by your side for more than 25 years, and they're not going anywhere, so make it a point to trust your future care to PrimaCare by visiting them at prima-care.com. It's not complicated to get the best healthcare in town. All right, that's going to do it for me for this week. Thank you all for tuning in and for chiming in today on yard sales and thrift stores and flea markets and bazaars and all of that. Now go out there and visit some of them. And let me know on Monday what great deals you find. But try not to beat me to all the good ones, okay? Because there's some stuff that I definitely want. But have a great weekend. I hope that if you are going out,
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.